Growing up, Vanessa Carey always knew she wanted to be a doctor. But when she was 14, she visited Vietnam with her father, current Secretary of State John Kerry. And what she saw there has haunted her ever since.
There was a true poverty that pervaded every corner of the country. There was so many children with ripped clothing, no shoes. There was no stores. There was often no electricity, no running water. Houses were concrete blocks with, you know, cloth for doors if they had anything at all.
Through that experience, Kerry found her calling. She would strive to close the gap in healthcare between her world and the world's poorest. She says it's the same gap that led to last year's Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
Ebola would not have happened in the way it happened and the size it happened if there had been a strong enough health system in place and enough skilled professionals to recognize the disease early and be able to quarantine and act on sort of the appropriate steps to shut the disease down.
Today, Kerry's a physician at Mass General Hospital. She's also the co-founder and CEO of the non-profit Seed Global Health. For the past couple of years, Kerry's organization has partnered with the Peace Corps. Together, they run a program that's trying to address the lack of skilled doctors and nurses in several African countries, as explained in this recruitment video.
Did you know there's a dire shortage of skilled health professionals in resource-limited settings around the world? In Tanzania, for example, there are only 5 doctors and nurses for every 100,000 people.
Kerry says last year the partnership sent out 42 American volunteers. They trained more than 4,000 medical professionals in Tanzania, Malawi, and Uganda. Their service fulfills one of the original goals of the Peace Corps when it was first proposed by John F. Kennedy back in 1960.
How many of you who are going to be doctors are willing to spend your days in Ghana, technicians or engineers?
Kerry says her volunteers are helping East African countries build a credible healthcare system, one that can take on many illnesses, including infectious disease.
To stop a pandemic from reaching the United States or France or wherever, you've got to go to the root where that pandemic is. If that is sub-Saharan Africa, that is where our folks are working. And I think that contribution is going to be critically important to any surveillance and prevention that we do.
Kerry's approach is similar to another Boston-based group, Partners in Health. Dr. Louise Ivers is a physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and she's an advisor to the aid organization.
It seems to be common sense, really, that if you're always putting out fires and you don't invest in your sprinkler system, then you're not going to be able to deal with the small emergencies when they arrive.
In Sierra Leone and Liberia, that means supporting local healthcare workers, something that's especially important now that most foreign volunteers who helped during the Ebola crisis have gone home.
Partners in Health has actually hired a large number of Ebola survivors to work as community health workers. And this has been seen as a very important contribution both to the reintegration of survivors into their livelihoods and offering them an opportunity to start over again.
Ivers says investing in local healthcare systems can make a big difference. She points to Haiti, where she worked for the past 12 years. The Haitian physicians and nurses supported by Partners in Health were able to respond to the country's earthquake in 2010. And they also helped contain a major cholera epidemic with a vaccination campaign against the disease. There may be challenges ahead. But if Kerry and Ivers are successful, Kerry believes that one day there will be an army of well-trained healthcare workers in Africa. She's now looking to extend the program to Swaziland.
We can't answer what the next thing is going to be, but we can ensure that there is a cadre of smart people ready to respond and to recognize a problem when it happens early.
People who will be ready the next time an epidemic strikes. Elizabeth Ross, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.